The Human Rights Tribunal of Ontario has dismissed a discrimination complaint against the Cobourg Police Service by one of its constables. Larry Davis was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder in 2017. He attempted to return to work in 2019 but experienced recurring symptoms. He has been on workers' compensation with employer top-up since being diagnosed. Davis has been found to be permanently restricted from his position since that time. He alleges discrimination with respect to employment, contracts, and membership in an occupational association on the basis of his disability, as well as reprisal. That according to a March 19th decision from the tribunal. The tribunal has a one-year limitation on new claims so that allegations can be dealt with quickly. Davis, in some allegations, are 6 to 7 years old. He claims that his relationship with management quickly deteriorated when he served as vice president of the Police Officers Association and was involved with the negotiations of a new collective bargaining agreement. He alleges unfair treatment when reprimanded for personal use of his work email. He also alleges unfair treatment and failure to accommodate when he went off work in 2017 and throughout his subsequent attempts to return to work through 2019, the decision read. The accusations that are within the time limitation are centered on payroll deduction. Davis represented himself at the tribunal. Human rights adjudicator Sally Ashton found that Davis has failed to provide a factual basis that could support a finding of discrimination or reprisal, or that any of the events occurred within the one-year filing of the application. Ashton ruled that Davis's role with the Police Officers Association is not protected under employment rules, as the association is a separate entity. The tribunal may have considered Davis's untimely claims under a good faith explanation. However, Ashton concluded that Davis did not demonstrate he experienced difficulties with the process, given his medical condition. Ashton stated that Davis's allegations of discrimination are to be outside the jurisdiction of the tribunal. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.